Every week, every Wednesday night, we talk to one of the bloggers from AnchorRising.com. And fresh off his stint here in the Violent Roundtable last Friday, Andrew Morse is on the line. Oh, Andrew, you weren't here.
No, I wasn't able to make sorry. It last Friday, but it was a good show. I was able to listen to the second half there.
So. I missed you.
Yes, it's always quite an experience. So
I'm sorry. I thought you, for some reason, I don't know why, I thought you were there, but you weren't.
I was there in spirit.
Yes, so. We missed you profusely. So. Actually, we talked all about you off the air.
Oh, my God.
You gotta, you know, tell Justin to back off a little bit. No, I'm just kidding. What's going
but
on?
Actually, I'll answer your question of the evening about services that I use in my town.
Yes.
I don't mind, or I use, and I don't mind paying for the public library system. I think that's a good thing that's paid for out of local tax.
And you use the public library system how often?
I use it maybe a couple of times a year. Not, you know, it's not like a weekly thing. In fact, I used it last year as we head into the Lenten season. I used it last year. I wanted to see the Mel Gibson version of The Passion of the Christ.
Yep.
And all the video stores were sold out. But there was one copy left at the North Providence Library. And in Rhode Island, you can go to any library in the state if you're
a Klan member, right?
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's, you know, so, but I mean, ultimately, you like to do it. But if it went away, or there were the hours that you could actually access that library.
Well, yeah, it's one of those funny things, too. If they cut the hours way back, I'd probably use it, you know, much, much less, so.
Well, I mean, you go from a couple times a year to twice a year? I mean,
yeah, probably something like, only in library emergencies. Or, like when you're looking for the Passion of the Christ.
There you go. You never know when you might need one.
But I think it's also, when you tie that idea to what you were quoting in the Russell Evo article about cutting back, having a cutback to trash collection maybe once every 2 weeks, that kind of defines the essence of fiscal conservatism, I think, that people sometimes miss. Fiscal conservatism's not just not spending any money. It's kind of making a connection between, you know, what you pay and what you receive in return.
Right.
And I don't understand in this state how we got to the point where towns are not able to pay for a weekly trash pickup. Okay, actually, I was lying there a little bit. I do understand it a little bit. It's because they become so dependent upon state aid, and the town councils and mayors and stuff like that, they're nice people and stuff like that. But they look at that as money that's just falling out of the sky on them.
This whole thing is going to be, you're absolutely correct, a reckoning, and a reset moment. Andrew, thank you very much, buddy. Check out AnchorRising.com, the greatest political blog on the face of the earth.